2 years ago, this summer, a young man walked into the Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina, and shot and killed 9 African Americans who were there for a Bible study. A shooting that was motivated by racism and was as senseless as it was shocking. But a few days later, it was one of their relatives, Nadine Collier, whose mother was killed. It was Nadine who made the headlines when she looked at the young man and said, "I forgive you. I forgive you." There are some things that make forgiveness really hard. But there are also some things to remember that can make it possible. What are those things that make it hard? And what are those things that make it possible? Well, forgiveness can be hard, even in the best circumstances. But there are some times where forgiving can be even more difficult. And I thought of 3 of those occasions. The first time is if the person isn't sorry for what they did. You know, it's one thing to forgive someone who asks for it. That was the story in the gospel. "I'm sorry, I haven't paid back my debt. Give me more time." But it's a whole other story when the person doesn't ask for forgiveness, or perhaps doesn't want forgiveness at all. That's one of the things that made the Charleston woman even more remarkable. It's hard to forgive when the other person isn't sorry. A second circumstance that makes it difficult to forgive is if the hurt was against someone I love. You know, people will say, "Well, I can live with the fact that you did something against me, but not that you hurt my daughter or against my brother." Many will say it just hurts more when it hurts someone I love. And finally, it can be difficult to forgive someone if I don't know who I'm forgiving, or if I don't even know that I need to forgive them. You know, I don't know who broke into my car a few years ago. I want to presume that they needed the gift cards more than I did. At least 3% of it still went to the cathedral. It can be harder to forgive without a face. Or when I don't even know that I've been hurt. You know, I think of the times when I'm judgmental against someone based on who they are, or where they're from, or what they wear. They don't even know that I need their forgiveness, because they don't even know that I hurt them with my thoughts. It's hard to forgive if the person isn't sorry. It's hard to forgive if they hurt someone I love. And it's hard to forgive if I don't even know who it is, or that I need to forgive them. But there are some things for us to remember to put it in perspective that can make forgiveness more possible. Sarah Christmeyer is a Catholic author and blogger, And she points out that an important thing about forgiveness is not just what it is, but what it is not. She says that forgiveness is not an emotion. Forgiveness is not forgetting. And forgiveness is not reconciling. What does she mean by those three? If I wait until I feel forgiving to forgive someone, it may never happen. But forgiveness is not an emotion. It's a choice. I choose to forgive someone, perhaps every day if I need to. Jesus didn't say in the gospel that the person sinned 77 times. It may have just been once. But I forgive them 77 times. And forgiveness, secondly, doesn't mean that I have to forget or act like it never happened. It did happen, and it hurt. But I don't hold it against you. And then thirdly, I thought it was an interesting insight that she said not to confuse forgiveness with reconciling. Reconciling requires repentance. Forgiveness does not. You know, Jesus forgave those who crucified him from the cross, even though they hadn't repented, and maybe never would. Returning to Nadine Collier in Charleston, South Carolina, we see how all three of those things helped her to forgive. First of all, she made the choice to forgive, even though her emotions felt differently. Secondly, she's not acting like it's over and done. She says she thinks about it every day. But third, she is giving her forgiveness, even if there's no reconciling, no repentance on his part. When Jesus commands us to forgive our brothers and sisters from our heart, he's not telling us to do it because it's easy, but to do it because we're Christians.